to the show. Oh my goodness! You know, if you're watching here on our stream, we've got a friend. We got an old friend here that's going to be joining us for the whole show. We've got Senator Chris Alfheim. Oh my goodness! And former host of the show. So this is awesome. I'm so honored that she's here. But I'm equally honored that we have we got someone that's pretty famous here lately. That's going to be joining us here for the first segment. We have a candidate for Wisconsin Supreme Court, Judge Susan Crawford. Hi.
Woo. Good morning, Mark and Chris. Pleasure to be here.
Thank you. Hey. It's an honor to have you. And this is going to be the last show before the election. So I'm super excited that you're here to kind of talk about what you do. So how have you been?
I've been great.
Yeah.
Feeling strong, working really hard, putting a lot of miles in.
That's awesome. And I'm on behalf of a grateful state, thank you very much for that. So you have been a Assistant Attorney General for the state of Wisconsin. You saw the implementation of the American Recovery and Reinvestment Act after 2009, Chief Legal Counsel for Jim Doyle. You went into private practice. In 18, you ran for the Wisconsin Circuit Court, and you were just reelected last year. Why do this now?
Well, Mark, I've always looked for kind of the best opportunity to use my experience and, you know, my legal training to do good things for people in Wisconsin, to protect our rights under our laws and constitution. And that's what I've been doing now for about 6.5 years as a circuit court judge. And it, you know, it's a very case by case, family by family process in the circuit court. And getting on the Wisconsin Supreme Court is just an opportunity to take that to a statewide level and to help make decisions that protect Wisconsin communities and families and uphold their rights under our Constitution and under our laws. So that's really why I'm doing it.
What is this election about?
I think it is about making sure our Wisconsin Supreme Court continues to act like a court, which is to say that it is fair and impartial, that it's interpreting our laws, you know, as they were written, serving the purposes that they were written for, which is to protect Wisconsinites, versus having our Supreme Court be politicized and electing somebody who wants to be a rubber stamp for a partisan agenda. Brad Schimmel, my opponent, has said that he wants to be part of a support network for Donald Trump. That is his own words. That's the way he put it. And that's just not the role of the courts.
No, like not even close to right. What a court should be. And speaking of that, how on a personal level, you know, we're seeing people from the president of the United States to the world's richest man wading into this election and talking about you and everything. Yeah. Like how surreal has that been?
It's been pretty weird, you know, especially because, you know, the things they say are, you know, don't remotely reflect who I am or the truth about me. You know, they're spouting the same lies that we've heard from Brad Schimmel. And so that's, you know, it's sad in to hear people like the president and the richest man in the world, you know, talk about me as, you know, this kind of caricature of me as some kind of like radical. I'm like, you know, I didn't know any radicals growing up in Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin.
Right.
That's not what we have there. No. So it's, you know, it has been a really kind of strange experience to see the national media. But at the same time, as I get out around the state talking to Wisconsinites, it's so much fun just visiting communities around the state and talking to people. And I've really enjoyed it.
Judge, if I can ask a question, I think many times I've heard you talk about that a candidate or a judge's job is not to discuss future issues. It's one of the things you try very hard to stay away from. Right. So I just want to maybe ask, skirting the issue. It seems like the Supreme Court is dealing with more and more and more issues that are based in legislation. So do you believe there's a tie in the conversation about lines, future congressional lines, the state lines? Is the challenge with lines part of the problem that has led to there being more and more legislation that's being adjudicated? Are the two connected?
It may be. So, You know, this is a big, broad question, Chris. And I think oftentimes what happens if, and I'm not saying that they are, but like looking at the former legislative maps, for example, there were a lot of people saying those lines were gerrymandered. And that is not what the Wisconsin Supreme Court ruled in that case that they ruled on with the legislative maps. But when gerrymandering happens, what it does is to just further the divide between the political parties. And it often means that legislative districts are just really heavily one party or the other. So you end up with candidates running in primary races, right? So you end up with people with more extreme views. And I think you end up with sometimes more extreme legislation coming out of the process, as opposed to more evenly divided districts where people really have to work for the votes because the voters are choosing their representatives, as opposed to the other way around with representatives getting to decide who their voters are. So I think you might be onto something with that. And we certainly have seen the Wisconsin Supreme Court be in a position where they've had to, you know, decide some questions about legislation that may cross a constitutional line.
Yeah. And the will of the people is a cool thing, right? I mean,
absolutely.
And I think that's why Wisconsin is such a unique place because, you know, you have, like you say, you have to work pretty hard, especially on a statewide race, as you know, to get elected. Brad Schimmel talks about how the Wisconsin Supreme Court is going through a political agenda. Is that true?
Well, it's not what I'm seeing. So, you know, but Brad Schimmel also believes that the Wisconsin Supreme Court screwed over Donald Trump in 2020 when it refused to overturn the election result for him. And, you know, and let's not forget, Donald Trump was trying to throw out 220,000 legally cast ballots in Wisconsin, not based on any allegation of any fraud happening. Just ballots in Dane and Milwaukee counties, by the way.
Yep.
So, you know, that is, you know, Brad Schimmel just looks at everything through a right-wing political lens. And when he sees the Wisconsin Supreme Court doing things like interpreting our Wisconsin Constitution, and saying, look, the legislative maps don't comply with this constitutional provision that required the districts to be contiguous. Like literally the court looked that up in the dictionary and said, oh, that means you got to be able to draw a line around the district. You can't have a little island here
Swiss
and a
cheese.
Little island there.
Yeah.
So it's, you know, that is, that's Brad Schimmel's take on it because he's as partisan as they come. And it's not surprising that he would look at it that way.
I have another question for you. So one of the things that Judge Schimmel has said is that he believes the will of the people regarding women's rights. He says, again, multiple things. Well, one of the things he said is that the will of the people should apply. My understanding is that the legislature has not allowed that. And just to clarify for the people, you know, again, he's saying if the people basically have a resolution on the ballot, then he would respect that. In any way, in your knowledge, has the GOP legislation ever, ever supported the public getting to make mandates?
No, they have not.
No, they
so
have
we don't
not.
Have, we don't
just
have,
checking.
We don't have that kind of direct action referendum process. Other states do. So, you know, it's easy to fool people with this because they've seen, oh, Kansas, you know, put this directly to the voters in a referendum. We just don't have that process in Wisconsin. And I'd also note that Governor Evers has a couple times now proposed that we have such a process in Wisconsin, and the Republican-led legislature has, you know, rebuffed that. So we don't have that. Brad Schimmel is lying and misrepresenting things to the public when he is suggesting that we could just have a referendum on abortion put to the voters. It's not going to happen.
That's so sad. Like it's frustrating to hear where we are politically with all of that kind of stuff. And it would be awesome. Yeah. I say on this show all the time, this is not about left versus right. This is about right versus wrong. And
that's the way I see it too.
Yeah, and I think that's what this is about as well. What are things that you would like to see done in the state of Wisconsin, the courts, all of that kind of stuff. What's your big vision as we talk with Judge Crawford here, candidate for Supreme Court?
Well, I'm going to go into the weeds a little bit.
Yes. All right.
I have, you know, one of the things the Wisconsin Supreme Court does that's a little bit less visible to the public is that they run the state court system. They oversee the state court system. And I've been really involved as a judge in a lot of statewide court committees for things like judicial education, another committee addressing a shortage of court reporters that we have in the state and how we can solve that problem. Planning for the judicial conference annually, and you know, a lot of that. It's all volunteer work and stuff I do that's on top of my regular day job as a judge. And one of the things that we have seen throughout the state is a real shortage of attorneys to represent people charged with crimes. Mm-hmm. And people charged with crimes have a constitutional right to representation of it because there's not enough lawyers handling those cases. They're have been backlogs in many parts of the state or people waiting, sitting in jail, waiting for a lawyer to represent them, which is just not, it's not fair to those folks. You don't know if they've actually committed a crime yet because they're innocent until proven guilty. And there needs to be, you know, we've got a lot of work to do as a state in making sure that people can be represented. And then on kind of the civil side of cases, so these are things like eviction cases or divorces where child custody and placement might be at an issue, or other kinds of cases involving really substantial rights and really important issues for families and for Wisconsinites, where people just can't get an affordable lawyer. They're priced out of the market. And that's a real concerning thing to me as a judge. I see people coming into my courtroom with some, you know, complex, messy case, and they're just sitting there representing themselves. And I do everything I can as a judge to make sure that they understand the process and understand sort of how to go about getting their evidence in front of me so I can make a decision. But it's always better when people have lawyers because the courtroom's a scary place for people. It's complicated.
I think the state of Wisconsin would be a better place with you sitting on the Supreme Court. So thank you, Judge Crawford. Good luck. We'll be rooting for you. We'll be voting for you. And we'll be right back here with Senator Chris Alfheim on the Rational Revolution. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Mark and Chris.
Thanks, Judge.
You got it.